Let me begin by asking you a question. Is it content or is it content? And does it matter? Content matters, and content is everything. St. Paul, writing to the church in Thessalonica, says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." St. Paul, in his Epistle of Joy, Philippians chapter 4, our second reading for tonight, says, "Rejoice always in the Lord." Did you catch that? Rejoice in the Lord, not necessarily in your circumstances, but rejoice in the Lord always. Again, in case you didn't hear me, I say, rejoice. Now thank we all our God with hearts and hands and voices. Now thank we all our God, in whom the world rejoices. Wondrous things has done, who from our mother's arms has cared for us all along our way with all these countless gifts of love. And of course, he's still ours today. And so we give thanks. And so we say a prayer of thanksgiving. And so we join Paul, because this is the will of God. I have learned, Paul says, I have learned, because it's not innate, I have learned to be thankful, to be content. Whether I have a lot or whether I have a little, whether everything is going great or whether I'm climbing a very steep mountain, whether there are triumphs or whether there are unbelievable trials. I have learned. In other words, we have to be schooled. And this, my friends, the church, the body of Christ, is the classroom. And Jesus is the teacher. Content matters if we are going to be content in everything. Now, some people like to play around with the packages, and those are a matter of taste and preferences. I don't care if a person says, well, good things come in small packages. If they want to put something small in a very big package, if they want to put, you know, brown paper on it like a grocery bag, or if they want to turn around and get really expensive wrapping paper and ribbons and bows, it's all the packaging. But don't mess with the content. Because when you change the content, you don't have the same gift. When you change the content, everything changes. A case in point. Last Saturday, I was reading the Post Bulletin, and there was a Lutheran pastor who wrote an article about Thanksgiving. And at the end of her article, she said, "Let me provide you with a Thanksgiving prayer." How generous! How kind, how thoughtful. Did you read the article? This is her prayer for you. Spirit of persistence, thank you for giving us courage to keep going. I'm sorry, but content does matter to me, and it makes all the difference. I don't recognize the God called Spirit of persistence. I do recognize the Holy Spirit of the crucified and risen Jesus Christ. And when you change the content, you change everything. And here's what is extremely frightening for me as a Lutheran pastor. Why would someone take the real and exchange it for the counterfeit? Why would someone take the treasure and exchange it for trash? Why would someone take the name that God has given us? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. Why would someone take that name and exchange it for Spirit of Persistence? Sounds like New Age, sounds like generic white label, sounds like Unitarian Universalism, but it does not, my friends, qualify for the Christian faith, which is the contents of Jesus Christ. The trouble with Spirit of Persistence is that it cannot forgive you your sins. It cannot deliver you from death and the devil. It cannot give you and guarantee you the promise of the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Content matters, and content is everything. St. Paul, in his Epistle of Joy, is written while he's in prison, probably a rat-infested house arrest. He's in shackles. They're trying to put a muzzle on him. And instead, God says, Paul, I got a megaphone for you. Do you see the opportunity here? There are people that don't know me, Paul, and you get to preach me. You get to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen. And Paul says, guess what's happening here? The gospel is advancing. In all circumstances, Paul counts it joy. Why? Because in the Lord. That's the content. You can mess with the packaging if you want, but don't touch the content. I won't allow it. You won't allow it. Because you know the truth. And only a fool would exchange the truth for a lie. St. Paul says to the Galatians, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Who has cast a spell on you? What Paul is saying is, why would you exchange Jesus Christ for Spirit of Persistence? Content matters. Content is everything. And when you get the content right, you also get the content. When we get the content, we also receive the content. I went on Sunday after I came back from preaching over in the Elbert Lee, Austin area, two rural congregations. I got home and I did some hospital visits on Sunday afternoon. I was at Olmsted Hospital visiting a woman who's 75 years old. First time in her life she's been in the hospital. 75. Her name is Helen. Helen Jacobson. If you know Helen, you know that she is an illustration of what Paul is saying to the Philippians. She is an epistle of joy. She was born with no eyes. She is an amazing musician who plays piano and stuff. I'm visiting with her in the hospital there. She had surgery yesterday. They found a tumor in her colon. She's not happy about the tumor. You know where her joy is? In the content. In Jesus Christ, her Lord and Savior. And you know what's so special for me about Helen? She says, I can hardly wait to see Jesus. Because you know in heaven, he's going to be the first person I get to see in my whole life and eternal life. Oh, my friends, content matters. And don't let anyone bewitch you. Don't let anyone fool you. Don't let anyone cast a spell on you. You know the truth. And his name is Jesus. A young pastor went on a mission trip about 4 to 5 weeks down in South America in a place where there was leprosy. And so he and others were doing ministry. He met an amazing woman who was a leper. On the last day that he was there, he was leading a service of worship. And in the service of worship, in this leper colony, he said, do you have some favorite hymns? Let's take some requests. And here was this woman, this leper, who was so badly disfigured, no ears, no nose, no lips. And with her fingerless hand, she raised and said, "Could we please sing? Count your many blessings." Content matters. This young pastor missionary, he couldn't get through the whole song. He couldn't. And afterwards, someone said to him, "I bet you'll never be able to sing that song again." He said, "Of course I'll be able to sing it again, just not in the same way again." When you get the content right, you get the content. Paul says it doesn't matter what the circumstances are, the good, the bad, the easy, the hard. What he's done is he's done some math. He's done some accounting. He does the addition and the subtraction, the multiplying and the division. He does the debits and the credits, and he gets to the bottom line, and he says, "Count it all joy." And when they gave gifts to him, you know why he was in tears of joy? Because it was an investment in the gospel. Paul doesn't need it, but the gospel does. Because there are still people in our neighborhoods, in our community, that do not know and do not believe that content does matter. A young man graduated from Hope College in Michigan. His name is Jimmy. Jimmy graduated from college, and his favorite professor there became a good friend, James Baker. Now, Jimmy had curly hair, a smile that could dance across the ballroom, broad shoulders. He was handsome. And when he graduated, he got a job in a wonderful corporation, and he was climbing the ladder really fast. One day, he's got the nasty flu bug, ends up having to go to the emergency room. And he calls his favorite professor, his friend, Professor Baker. He said, "Jimmy, how's it going?" Jimmy said, "You know, I got that nasty flu stuff that's going around. I had to come to the hospital." He said, "My mom and my dad, they're both out of the country on a mission trip." And Professor Baker says, "Well, I'm coming into Grand Rapids. Is that the hospital you're at?" He says, "Yes." He said, "Would it be okay if I stopped and saw you?" "Yes, that would be great." Well, Professor Baker came, and at that point, then the doctor had already been in. It wasn't the flu. It was leukemia. And it was terminal. And that day began a 3-year journey. Fast play up to 3 years. Dr. Baker, Professor Baker, he continued to stay in touch with Jimmy. He came into the hospital room. Jimmy's curly hair was all gone. They had to put a pillow between his legs because his legs were just like sticks. And he couldn't look up, and so Professor Baker got down on his knees and was able to look up at Jimmy. Mom was over in the corner, and she was crying. There was kind of an awkward silence because Professor Baker had been a pastor for 20 years. But even if you've been a pastor for a long time, it's hard to know what to say sometimes, especially in some circumstances. So there was just silence. And then Jimmy broke the silence. He said, "I learned something." And so Professor Baker said, "Jimmy, what is it that you've learned?" And Jimmy said, "Well, I've learned that life is not like a VCR. And Professor Baker is thinking, okay, you know, Jimmy, I'm not following this. Can you help me out here? Life is not like a VCR. And after a moment of silence, Jimmy said, you can't fast forward over the hard stuff. You can't. And then there was a silence. And then Jimmy said this, but I've learned that Jesus Christ is in every one of those frames. And right now, that is just enough. Content matters. Content is everything. We're going to be singing "Now Thank We All Our God." A Lutheran pastor, Martin Rinkert, wrote that during the 30-Year War, 1618 to 1638. In 1637, because of the war and the famine and the pestilence and all the refugees coming in, it was just a terrible, terrible time. To give you an example, there were four pastors. One of them flew the coop and said, I want to go to a safer place. But Pastor Rinkert and the others, two stayed. And in the course of that year, Pastor Rinkert, the Lutheran pastor in Heidelberg, Germany, he would bury 40 to 50 people every day. 4,480 funerals, including the other two pastors that stayed, and including his own wife in May of 1537. Paul had every reason to have a pity party, to see the cup as half empty, but instead he saw it as overflowing, and so did Pastor Martin Rinkert. You know why? Because they refused to let anybody mess with the content. Content, content, does it matter? It sure does. You've got the content. The body and blood of Jesus comes to you tonight for the forgiveness of your sins, a foretaste of the promised feast to come. The resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. And because you've got the content, well then, you've got the content. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.